broadcasting from Fort Hill College. This is KSJC, Los Altos Hills.
Indeed. Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC Los Altos Hills. I'm Ann Arbor. This is the All British Music Show. And welcome to the first Month of Mayhem special for 2024. This is all about Bristol. So the All British Music Show is going to spotlight the music of Bristol during the Month of Mayhem this year. And today's show is kind of an overview. So that's where we're going to start. And we're going to hear a big overview of all kinds of music and all kinds of artists from Bristol here today on the All British Music Show.
Because we're 120 miles away from London, I think there is a certain attitude.
It's kind of like two fingers up to the sort of establishment.
There is a willingness to experiment and do things a little bit differently.
I don't feel that people are prone to following fashions as such in Bristol.
You know, we have got something here, you know, there's a vibe here that you just can't capture anywhere else. This is who we are, this is what we do, you know what I mean? We don't need to try and prove anything to anyone else. That's the Bristol act.
In the 60s, Bristol witnessed a huge influx of migrants from around the world.
You know, Bristol is a massive melting pot of different cultures. Now, it has got a sound. It's black, it's white, it's Irish, it's Indian, it's African. And that is where the culture of music in Bristol has grown.
The coming together and sharing of cultures and music resulted in the birth of a unique Bristol sound.
Bristol's sort of famous for trip-hop, if you like, whatever that means.
There were influences from hip-hop, influences from dub reggae, from all over the place, and that's kind of contributing to it having its own kind of unique Bristol sound.
The whole thing started to develop from a period of maybe 91 through to 96 was the most exciting time, when everything was still quite young and started, still quite fresh.
This proved to be the defining period for Bristol as it stamped its mark on the music map.
Listening to a lot of the music that came out of Bristol, would it be like Ronnie Size or Massive Attack and Portishead and Tricky and all the obvious big names, there's a definite bass thread running through the music.
This town's got a bass heavy thing.
It's the bass, it's the Bristol bass.
They like their bass here.
You feel the bass in your teeth, you've got fillings. You better watch it because I'll just fall out on the floor.
Yeah, it's neat.
It's always back, getting plenty of bass in the mix.
Heavy bass lines, you know, that's what it's about.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man.
I think there was a lot of significant clubs which were sort of pivotal in the whole Bristol thing, you know?
In the early 80s, it was the legendary Dugout Club which became the spiritual as well as the physical home of the city's music scene.
It's kind of still to this day fated as kind of Bristol's Hacienda or Studio 54. It was a tiny, crappy little basement that had a really unpleasant carpet.
That place was so used, you know, your feet stick to the carpet when you walk in there and stuff.
I was a bit too young to get into these clubs myself. I remember just standing outside and banging on the door and, you know, wondering if I can get in there, but I could never get in there. But it was great because I always imagined what it would be like.
It was the best club there's ever been in Bristol and probably one of the best clubs ever in the world.
You have people from downtown and people from uptown coming in, bikers, punks, do you know what I mean? Reggae heads, dub heads.
It was a place where everyone went who basically didn't have to be up for work in the morning. It certainly represented a kind of time when everyone was there seemed to be a lot of energy and a lot of creativity in the city. Just a memory.
Bristol's now got a pretty good range of live music venues. Obviously, you've got the Colston Hall and the Academy at the bigger end, which are both really good. But equally, it's places like Louisiana, which I think is the best 100-capacity venue in the country by a mile.
It's steeped in history. It's been putting music on for over 100 years. Every band that kind of makes it tends to play the Louisiana first. Why you do
the things you do? It's got this little pub kind of character, but the sound system's amazing.
The Louisiana's got really good sound. That's benefited actually from a load of noise complaints. Because they had a lot of noise complaints, they were forced to sort of refit it and soundproof it. It's actually, sounds great now.
The Theft is another one that has always had a fantastic reputation just because it's such a unique place.
For me, that's the essence of Bristol, that club, in a sense. It's got a kind of a Bristol vibe and a really good sound system, which is so important, I think.
Since it's been revamped, it's a great hub for touring acts.
We're finding international acts want to play Bristol because there's that great audience.
You're about to witness Shape the Day, New Zealand's best live band ever!
The crowd are up for it and want to enjoy the music.
This is our first ever time in Bristol when we're on the Mighty Thekla. Sounds pretty fat in there.
Bristol's been inspirational to us in many varied styles. It's well known in New Zealand as one of the homes of drum and bass. So we're really honoured to come here and actually have the opportunity to drop some sub-bass frequencies for the eardrums.
People abroad talk about this place because of the whole music scene, and you know, it makes me kind of like feel good that they think that, you know, it's good to feel that you just don't live in it, you know, that people think that your place isn't just a dull, old, boring place in the West Country.
The consensus is that Bristol is the scene of trip-hop and dub and drum and bass, but there's lots of other little bits to it as well. I mean, there's some great rock bands.
In Bristol, music today is guitars, it is computers, it is live drums, it is a drum machine, it is a vocalist, it is a vocoder, it is, you know, trip-hop, it is dubstep, it is drum and bass, it is jungle, it is... It's rock, it's indie, it's festivals, it's indoors, outdoors, no smoking, it's smoking, it's all those things, that's what it is.
One of my favourite bands from Bristol that's quite away from what people call the Bristol sound is Gravenhurst.
The thing about Bristol is it actually attracts a lot of bands, it's quite a lot like a magnet, particularly at the moment. If you're an interesting band, then yeah, you probably get noticed pretty quickly. And Venue, the local listings magazine, is really good. It's very sort of supportive and will pick up on new bands pretty quickly.
Malachi are possibly the next big thing to come out of Bristol. They've certainly got the talent and they seem to be getting the attention they deserve.
One year is Massive Attack, and the next year is Porter Zed, and then it's Ronnie, and then it's someone else, and we came along, I suppose, this year. We did. Yeah.
Malachi, another great band that mixes kind of raw dynamics with elements of dub, reggae, and punk. which are, and they're another uniquely Bristol sounding band.
I think if you're doing something that's quality, it's going to get recognised. Someone's going to get wind of it that so-and-so's doing something which is really good, and you know, someone's going to pick up on it. Get off.
The only advice I give to anyone trying to break through is just to gig as much as possible. Just get out there and get your music heard.
Be brave enough to follow your own, really follow your instincts and follow what you like.
I think you just have to believe all the way.
You know, don't rest on the laurels at any point. You've got to keep on doing it.
It's not really about what kind of jeans you wear or the shoes you wear. It's just about, at the end of the day, it's about great songs.
Make something unique, different, fresh.
Just work hard at it and just try and don't work with people in monkey hands. Keep doing it. You know? Because it's intriguing. A lot of people think.
Good morning to you. So a little bit of an overview of the Bristol scene. In interviews with some of the major players, you heard Ronnie Size, you heard Martina Topley Bird, you heard some of the groups that you'll hear and hear talked about. For example, they talked about Gravenhurst. Well, Preston Peace is going to do a whole show on Gravenhurst on Mayhem the 29th. And we're going to hear the pop group shortly, and Mark Stewart was part of the pop group and many other bands. And next week on Mayhem the 8th, Mr. S is going to do a whole show on Mark Stewart. So we're going to dig deep, but today is just the overview. And so where do we start? Well, we start with an article I found online that was written in Bristol probably about 10 years ago, where they went through maybe the top 30 most representative musical pieces coming out of Bristol since 1961. So we're going back to 1961. This is Acker Bilk, Stranger on the Shore. It's a clarinet piece. Acker Bilk was a Bristolian musician. It was written for his daughter. The track was originally called Jenny, and in 1962, it became the first ever British song to top the U.S. Billboard chart. And it's since been covered by others. In fact, a cassette version of this song was played in a spaceship, Apollo 10, on a voyage to the moon. I don't make this stuff up, believe me. So Acker Bilk, Stranger on the Shore, is our first track today, here on the All British Music Show. Okay. Ecker Bilk, Stranger on the Shore. Okay, and the next one is Adge Cutler, another Bristolian of distinction. This is Drink Up the Cider from 1966. He's known as the Bard of Avonmouth. And he was known for his comic folk songs and being founder of the Wurzels. He died in a car crash in 1974, but he'd written some classic songs called Don't Tell I Telly and Moonlight Over Gordano. The songs were funny, wry, and had heart. He had genuine affection for Bristol and the surrounding area. And some say they call what he does sort of scrumpy. I think that's the word that's used to describe it. Anyway, here's Adge Cutler, and this is perhaps his best-known track, Drink Up the Cider.
After a pop group with a truly local flavor. Here's to Adge Cutler and the Wurzels, proving that if cider comes up from Somerset, so does the cider sound.
Drink up the cider, George, pass us round the mug. Drink up the cider, George, the garden's burn I dug. Thy cheeks been getting redder from charter house to cheddar, and there's still more.
Somerset sound goes to town, but tradition can mean all things to all men. To a sailor, it might mean...
Okay, Adge Cutler. So we are out of the 60s, fast forward into 1979, and we have the pop group. This is where Mark Stewart comes into the scene, and you will hear much more about Mark Stewart next week from Mr. S, who's doing a whole show showcasing his music. This is the pop group. The track they picked is called She Is Beyond Good and Evil. And most of these are sort of the main, the big, big, most representative songs. Some of them I'm wondering why they picked, but it's okay. We are going with their choices. So this is the pop group, She Is Beyond Good and Evil. Here on the All British Music Show, I'm Ann Arbor. 4 hours overview of the Bristol scene. The first two will be more in retrospective, and probably the last hour and a half will be what's going on today, which is quite different than what was going on in the 60s, as you'll hear.
Yeah, that's old, them teenagers. I played it because I thought them funny, though. They had to suffer. Because he liked his playing, but my interest went deeper. But my interest went deeper. Went fucking deeper, you fucking. Yeah.
fighting the war that no one can win. I'm too young to die, too late to live, as politicians do the thing no God can forgive. Yeah.
school, I depend on the door, and I don't have no money.
I don't care, you have to pay to come in here.
Mister, do me a favor now. I beg you, please let me in.
Let the way, man.
Mister, do let me in now, please.
Let the way, man.
Mister, do.
Let me call the police.
Don't call the police, mister.
Police.
Don't call the police.
Police.
Living in a dolly. I'm just a whoa, 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 yeah.
We'll be right back.
And there you have it. So most recently we heard Jaguar, the track X Crazy. Talisman, which gives you, again, the flavor of the Caribbean. There's a very big Windrush generation, folks who came from the Caribbean to Britain after World War II to help rebuild it. Big Caribbean community in Bristol. And what you hear continually is that the different communities live side by side fairly harmoniously. And we're going to hear more and more bits of Caribbean influence as we get into the next set. Vice Squad gave us Last Rockers, and the pop group, She's Beyond Good and Evil. And remember the pop group? Mark Stewart. Next week, Mr. S will enlighten you, take you into a much deeper knowledge of the work of Mark Stewart. So that's what next week's All British Music Show is about. Our next band is called Fresh Four, and you can really hear the beginnings of what's known as the Bristol sound here. There's the elements of the Caribbean, and there's the elements of what's going to become trip-hop, some of the electronica, and so on. So listen carefully to this. This is Fresh Four. It's called Wishing on a Star. And here it is on KFJC, the All British Music Show, hosted today by Ann Arbor.
beyond, and this is one step further. It's chaos on the waters, dope style means murder. I walk over a bridge calm with troubled water, doing what I want to and not what you order. Some decisions are made like a lamb to a slaughter. Once made, I think you'll find it hard to order.
Wishing on a Star. White singer, elements of reggae and hip-hop, foreshadowing what's coming next, the Bristol sound, or the sound that Bristol is best known for, which is sort of the trip-hop sound of the 90s. And I will tell you that the Mayhem, the 15th edition of the All British Music Show, is all about trip-hop, jungle, drum and bass. And I'll be hosting that. Looking forward to it. Only playing, skimming the surface in this particular show. But I should mention that this playlist up to now is completely chronological. We are up to... we are up to Fresh Four was 1989, so we're right at the end of the 80s. Jaguars 82, Talisman 81, Vice Squad 80, Pop Group 79. So just giving you a sense of the chronology here. Next up is Massive Attack, and probably their best known track, which is Unfinished Sympathy from their album Blue Lines, which is very, very well known. Again, I'm picking this because it's well known and it's on their list. On the Mayhem the 15th show, we're going to go much deeper into Massive Attack, Tricky, Portishead, Ronnie Size Represent, and the others from that scene. Okay, without further ado, Massive Attack and Unfinished Sympathy here on KFJC.
We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC, Los Altos Hills. And here we are, smack in the middle